I have to tell you, I think this particular scripture passage is appropriate not only for Earth Day, but for every day for every one of us. The scripture lesson is Luke 12, verses 22 through 28. He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do so small a thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?"
Dear friends, do you recognize what you just heard? This is so much more than just preaching trust in God, who would take care of our material needs. That would be too simple. It'll be too timid for Jesus. There is much more. There is an insight into the very heart of our God. Just look at the ravens. Just look at the lilies. This is an environmentalism almost 2 millennia ahead of its time. Just look at ravens. Are ravens of any usefulness for us as human beings? Are lilies for peasants in Palestine who were struggling to feed themselves? They're there of any interest for those farmers there? Hardly, or hardly on our first plane. It took humankind in its scientific realm through the middle of 19th century with Charles Darwin to come up with the evolution of species and recognition how they impact and how they react with each other, and that they are, yes, it was put first as competing with each other. But we know that they are influencing, they are enabling each other to grow stronger. Just today I read in a magazine that, for instance, butterflies got their wings. You know why? Darwin thought that they were advertising their poison or distasteful nature to birds. Now we know that there might be actually trying to avoid spiders, because when they fold their wings create a false head on their back. So when the spider jumps and is going on ahead, because spiders are oriented by sense but also by their sight, especially terrestrial spiders, they go and grab unuseful part of a wing and butterfly can fly out. This is how nature works. It is an interconnectedness. And it is full of these unuseful, mundane, or even difficult creatures, but they play an important role in a larger tapestry of our world. We could not live without bacteria in our guts. We cannot feed ourselves without fungi producing humus in the fields. We don't know them, we don't see them because they are microscopic, but we cannot live without them. We cannot survive without insect pollinators. And we are learning only now, when we started insecticiding all those pests, or what we label to be pests, to the point that our bees are dying. All nature is incredibly interconnected. It was not good for the world when humankind started to shape the world just according to our own mind and imposing our own perspectives without realizing all these interconnected ties with one creature to another. And frankly speaking, that grass which is mentioned in a gospel, or those ravens or birds, farmers back then would consider them to be pests, difficult animals which would go and steal their crop or take place where the crop should grow. But frankly speaking, think about it, I wrote about it in Friday message, it was not God who created pests or difficult weeds. Human did it in their extensive farming, by their monocultures. Outside of the human fields, it is a lovely flower. In our fields, it is a weed. Outside of our field, it is a lovely, interesting beetle. On potato fields, it is a bad pest. Outside of our cities, they are clever, industrious mammals, probably closest to our mammalian ancestors from the time of extinction of dinosaurs. In our city sewage, they are rats and nasty rodents. Dislocated, disjoined nature creates pests and weeds. An attempt to control it artificially by our chemistry, by our ingenuity, more often than not, creates more problem. Our God has weakness for interconnectedness. Our God has weakness for diversity. And it is built into a very nature of this world. Let's see. Hey. It's about a doll, I think. Just guessing. There is one doll too few. But this diversity and this interconnectedness is built into a very nature of nature. Some theologians are even saying that this is a nature of God. They are seeing not God as a person, that's one of the metaphors we talk about God, you know, as a person out there, and they are saying it might be an underlying principle of this interconnectedness and diversity, which is surrounding us, which is permeating us, which is present in this world. We cannot outsmart it with our chemistry or anything. Organic farming is learning it. It's better to work along rather than trying to outsmart it. It is always better to work along with God. Just look at flowers. Just look at birds. They have value. They have role in this world. They are precious to our God. Farmers might consider them pests, weeds, parasites, but all of them have innate role in this world. That is what Jesus is saying here. But why did he say it? Why did Jesus point this to his disciples? To live their spirit. Not to make us into careless bumps and hobos, outcasts, but to lift their spirit up, to return to those who were often labeled like that, like pests, weeds, parasites, to lift their spirit, to return a dignity to those who were labeled exactly using these agricultural metaphors. Jesus attracted. Jesus was stalked by outcasts, by the poor, by the repossessed, and by the homeless. But also by such nasty characters as profiteers and tax collectors, collaborators with the Roman Empire, all those who were alienated to their society, who were labeled different and outside, they were swarming around Jesus. They were accused to be weed and pest, and I can hear their accusers. Just look at them, they spread like difficult weed, multiply like rats, swarm like flocks of birds. They are good for nothing, useless eaters of our hard labor. They don't work, just beg, and sometimes steal. Some accusations were certainly justified with tax collectors. They were like parasites. Some were descriptive, perhaps prostitutes, even though I would doubt that, because like we talked about it, it is not those people, it is the system, it is an environment which makes them that. Some were outright unfair, like repossessed farmers who lost their fields, landless, unemployed. This is where social justice meets with eco-justice. And I strongly believe that they cannot be separated, because that they are not separated in the heart of our God. Our God has weakness for the weak. Our God has weakness for interconnectedness. Our God has weakness for diversity. And it is built into very nature of our world. Now, what can we do with this? We can celebrate it. It's marvelous. It tells us you, in your uniqueness, are accepted and welcomed. You have immeasurable value. No matter how you are being perceived by other people, no matter how you perceive yourself inside, you are immeasurable value, just like your neighbor next to you, or just like all other creatures around us. We need to find a way to respect God's image in ourselves and in the world around ourselves. Even these useless ferns to correspond with your ferns on your bulletin, those fiddleheads, that's actually a fern. We have here 7 different species of fern in this pot for that. And for Earth Day, intentionally, we decided not to go with cut flowers, but have potted flowers so that they can survive our worship with us. And they can be a reminder and celebration of God's creation and God's presence among us. Just like those voices of children, which are so marvelous, even if they cry and argue. Just don't worry, that's fine. I understand that you needed to take them out to calm them, but otherwise it's great to have them here, really. Because we are all interconnected and loved as we are.